These alerts are off. Good evening, everyone. It is Triumph Tuesday. It is July 18th, I believe, I'm pretty sure. And this is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, live with two
sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, on this Triumph Tuesday at night. And the weather is hot. The garden is fruitful or vegetable, I should say. Chopping, dicing, slicing, and as tiring as it can be, you know, to see the fruits of your labor, so to speak. It's been very rewarding. So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, of course, it is Triumph. This is a day that we talk about, you know, how did we negotiate our day? Did we have to reevaluate? Did we have to change our mindset to flip something around to make sure we were going to get everything that we sought out to do? And then we want to really congratulate ourselves that we actually figured out a way to do that. So you triumphed over something. My triumph is a little different today than most. I triumphed over, so I was sitting out in the pool area, first day back, you know, full day back in the South. And of course, it was a beautiful, sunny, beautiful, beautiful day, nice breeze, whatnot. And John went to play pickleball. I had a few errands to run. So I was doing some work outside, getting in a nice workout outdoors for a change, which I absolutely love to do when I can take advantage of that. And then obviously do some water sports within the pool. And I kept hearing like this hissing noise and this, like someone sneezing. And I kept saying, what is that? So of course, you know, as I've talked about, I've been on alligator alert quite on the daily when I'm around. Checking out the ponds, because we do have some friendly alligators out there. They get a little bit more aggressive, but they're out there, and so far so good. They're still there. So I thought maybe one, because the water's high, we've been getting heavy rains in the afternoon. And I thought, well, did one kind of float up on the bank and is walking around? And I'm looking out of our enclosure and I kept hearing this noise. And I turn around to look in the corner of our enclosure. So the inside of the pool enclosure. And there is this 4-foot snake that was a black snake. So they're a friendly snake. They're a good snake, apparently. That doesn't really mean too much to me when I'm seeing a snake, though. So John was actually shopping. I didn't realize he was home yet. I come running in the house and he's there. I'm trying to trying to get the words out. And he says, what? I go, there's a snake out there. And he goes, oh, they're, what color? I said, I think it's black. He goes, oh, they're harmless. I go, this is a pretty big one though. I said, well, how big could it be? I said, I don't know. I'm guessing 4 feet. I didn't get that close. It's pretty long. So he says, okay, well, let's go get it. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'm following out there. And he immediately gets, you know how you have the long pole with the netting for the skimmer for the pool. I'm like, I don't think he's going to fit on that. I'm thinking he's going to flop over. He's much bigger than this net size. So Johnny goes up to the snake. And I said, oh my God. So at first, when he was looking, I go, oh my God, he's gone. Where did he go? And then I could see the very tail end of it. And I said, oh my God, I think he's trying to get out. So John gets closer. I do not get close. And he goes, oh, no, he's not trying to get out. He's just lengthwise kind of up against the enclosure, which is also a dark color. So it's kind of hard to see the snake. He starts, you know, trying to get it to go on the netting of the skimmer. And he does get him on, but then he ends up shooing him. Well, this thing dives into the pool and it was like a seal skimming across the water. And all of a sudden he disappears. I'm like, oh my God, where is he? Well, he ends up going into the skimmer area. So John, you know, is trying to flip over in the cover, not be surprised that, you know, that the snake will like pop out or whatever. And he finally flips the thing over and the snake is gone. And I'm like, where is the snake? He goes, he must be in the pipe. I don't know. So we've been on snake patrol ever since. But considering all of that, I do know that they are good. Okay. You are frozen. Like you're looking down and you're frozen. So that's all I see. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We had a major malfunction there, and it's all your fault talking about flipping snakes, and I'm freaking out.
Well, it turns out, like I said, it's a black snake. It ends up in the skimmer, and he must be down some pipe or somewhere now. So we're just keeping an eye on the pool and make sure. But my point being, obviously, I understand that they're good. They do eat bugs. They eat, you know, mice, that kind of thing. So they're good for nature. They don't attack like some of the other snakes do. However, how did he get in? That was so at one point we had both screen doors open. I go, and how do you think we're going to shoo this snake out? So how did I triumph over that? I didn't totally lose it. I let, you know, realize, okay, don't be too cuckoo. It's not a bad snake. It's a good snake. But I was curious. I said, well, how did this thing get in here? And I, you know, we don't know. There's no hole in the screen. There's no, like, the bottom of the enclosure. There's no holes. There's no. So he thinks he may have come in because we have the way the skimmer works is there's piping that goes out. So if there's any excess flow of anything, we have an automatic drain off. So he thinks that he got into the pipe and, you know, maybe he's free because he looked like, so the noise I was hearing was probably him trying to like, hey, I don't want to be in here either. But it was, and I can't say that it was like a hissing noise. It sounded more like a sneezing noise combination of, but from what I learned, and this is where I triumphed over and I learned something from the triumph, is that alligators also hiss. And I did not know that.
Yes. And by the way, for our listeners, who cannot see me, I mean our listeners, like when they listen I am making all sorts of weird faces because when I lived in Florida, very long story short, I was bit by a snake. And
but you were bit by a bad snake.
Well, I was bit by a snake. I don't like any snakes. They freak me out. Flipping nightmares. I'm gonna have to take two sleepy chews tonight to go to bed.
Well, like I said, I don't think I've seen a snake that big. You know, I've seen, you know, maybe a 12-inch type snake. You know, I've never seen a 4-foot snake in person that close. So I was proud that I didn't go totally cuckoo. Because in the back of my mind, I remember when John had told me that, you know, a black snake is good. They eat mice. They, you know, they keep, you know, they're good. They're good for the environment. They're friendly. They don't harm, you know, humans. So I guess that was, you know, what kind of eased my mind. So I didn't act as crazy as I thought it would act. But it was enough to, like, you know, that moment of when you first see it and you're like, oh my God. And then, you know, you realize, well, how did it get in here? So I don't know how it got in here. I have no idea.
Well, let me tell you, my mind is not at ease.
I'm sorry. Well, what did you triumph over today?
Well, I would have to say the vegetables. I finally figured out on my Facebook personal page how to change it to digital creator. I was going nuts trying to figure that out. You know, all sorts of like little things. So yeah, a very productive day for sure.
Well, that's awesome. And like I said, this is the day that, you know, you find you already started out the week with good mindset. You've got your planning going on. Your week is in its groove. And then you just notice one little thing just sets the day off either in the wrong direction or an unexpected situation comes up where you have to, you know, renegotiate, renavigate into another direction, which you don't want to like let your mind go there. But you're kind of forced to. And so this is a day that you say, hey, you know what? I handled the situation well. I figured it out. I didn't let it derail me. I just had to renegotiate how I was going to go about doing something.
Yeah. You know, and the renegotiation process is often a difficult one because now my hands, like when something freaks me out, my fingers start like, and I got to like do stuff with my hands. So you just got to kind of like, take the chill pill and, you know, think of nice, happy thoughts like cotton candy, maybe being at the circus. And if you're afraid of clowns, I'm sorry, but I was freaked out by snakes tonight. And or 1,200 miles apart. So,
yeah, clowns can be very scary. Now, I remember, speaking of that, our son had a, I think it was crocheted, I'm almost positive it was crocheted, this kind of like little crocheted clown looking animal thingy. And he called it Clowny. And I remember our mom used to love different watercolors from different artists. She would go to different art shows, and she had gotten this picture of a clown, like the traditional looking clown. And it almost looks so real because of the way that the artist used the formatting of the paint and the really did an amazing job depicting like what a true circus clown would look like. And I could remember our son saying, he's creepy. And we had it hung up in this room, and he was saying, I'm getting nightmares, Mom. You gotta get that thing out of here. And we did. And how often we now reference a clown, you know, in a not so funny way, like a circus, but more like crazy. Or, you know, that we live in a circus and, you know, our circus is run by the master clown. So, yeah, we have some hot topic subjects tonight at dinner, referring to the clown.
Yes. And of course, Clown World on Twitter, they do stories like that. And of course, there was a certain someone who was doing the old head bob at a certain meeting today.
Was that the one? Because I think our friend Joe mentioned that he is with some sort of, I think, a prime minister or somebody, and then he's looking down and reading from a paper, but he's all mumbled and jumbled, but he looks like he wants to go lights up, and he's mumbling.
But then they did say that he did fall asleep. Oh,
he fell again today?
No, he fell asleep.
Oh, he fell asleep. Oh, well, you know, he's working real hard.
Well,
if you could only see my face right now.
Yeah, trying to stay upright.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that. Any other Twitter updates you can give us?
There is a lot. And of course, in reference to the Bud Light controversy, a famous athlete, I guess, went on a very tyrant type of rant about the people who are protesting or have disavowed Bud Light and all that. So that was quite interesting.
And who would that be?
I believe it was Charles Barkley.
Oh. Well, I never cared for him as an athlete, but I never cared for him as a commentator. He drove me kooky. I don't know why. I just never cared for him.
Yeah, I don't know him that well. I recognize him as far as, you know, when I see him on wherever, I'm like, oh, you know, that's so-and-so. And
right.
But that really is about it. But, you know, I'm liking the little pet kind of videos, not other kind of videos of other things sliming around the place and around somebody's pool, but you know, the cute little puppies, and you know, that are talking back to their owners. I mean, they are just so adorable, you know.
I love that stuff. That's the stuff that's very lighthearted and, you know, really adds value to your day, especially if it's sparking, you know, a smile on your face or some giggles, or, you know, those are the good things. But, you know, a lot of people have to triumph in different ways. And what we always say is, you know, add that to your list of things that you want to celebrate on Friday, where we celebrate all the different pieces of the puzzle in our week's journey of getting closer to that goal that we're going after.
That is so true. And obviously, of course, we would love to hear from you. What have you triumphed over for today? I'm trying to actually now triumph over the conversation at the beginning because I was so freaked out. But in any event, go to our website, www.2 Sistas, S-I-S-T-A-S .online. Leave us a voice message. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I'm with two
sisters, and this is Carol Sue, aka on my second full day of our launch item, which is the DFT Elite dual dermafusion technology. The energy is on point. I'm feeling great. Very clean, sustained energy, mental clarity on point. I got a lot accomplished today. And I absolutely love that feeling. But we hope that whatever you had to triumph over today is just another one of those stepping stones that's going to bring you closer to your goal, closer to that achievement, closer to that big milestone or little milestone that you are going after. With that, we will see you tomorrow for Wealth Wellness Wednesday. We wish you a great night, a safe night, and good dreams. Don't dream about snakes. Dream about bunny rabbits. Take care, everyone. Have a good night.
I'm going to mute my sister now. So goodbye, everyone.